This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, October 26th, 2022, on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. In the only scheduled debate before the November 8th general election, U.S. Senator Patty Murray, a Seattle Democrat, and challenger Tiffany Smiley, a Pasco Republican, faced off last Sunday in Gonzaga University. Smiley attacked Murray's 30 years in the Senate and said it was time for a change. She also said the Biden administration is seeking to hire 87,000 employees for the Internal Revenue Service who will be, quote, coming after our businesses, unquote. Murray, who is seeking a sixth term, emphasized that the election was a referendum on women's rights, democracy, and the economy, on which she said she is focused on lowering costs for families and supported President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. Murray leads Smiley by 8 points in the polls. The candidates notably differed on a variety of issues, including abortion, with Smiley supporting states deciding for themselves, thus supporting the Supreme Court's decision earlier this year, and Murray saying that she would, quote, pass legislation to codify Roe v. Wade, unquote. On the insurrection of January 6, 2021, Murray said we must fight to save our democracy, while Smiley responded that her husband lost his eyesight to a suicide bomber in Iraq while in the army working to save democracy. Murray said she would support gun control legislation, quote, we need to ban dangerous weapons, we need to ban assault weapons, we need to make sure that we have really good background checks, unquote. Smiley said she supported the Second Amendment. The candidates also disagreed on climate change, with Smiley calling for more energy production in the United States and Murray calling for investments in alternative energy resources. Each have traded barbs and ads, with Murray connecting Smiley to former President Donald Trump, his MAGA supporters, and extremism within the GOP, and Smiley describing Murray as an idle senator, blaming her for crime and other social ills. A reminder to our listeners. Ballots are mailed out. Don't forget to vote by November 8th. The death of a 70-year-old Brennan woman 2 Sundays ago has been ruled a homicide, and the case has been forwarded to the Jefferson County Prosecutor's Office. According to Detective Sergeant Brett Anglin of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, speaking to the PT leader, Rebecca Lynn Beck died during an early hours argument on Sunday with her roommate. It escalated into a physical altercation, and Beck was pushed backward as she tried to climb into the loft area of the trailer where her roommate lived. Beck's injuries proved to be fatal. Anglin told the leader that the altercation was audio recorded and backed up the roommate's version of events that Beck had been the aggressor during the dispute. The roommate, who was the only witness to the incident, has not been identified by authorities and only briefly detained. She provided a full statement to law enforcement as well as the 4-minute-long recording of the altercation. She was not arrested. Governor Jay Inslee has announced the appointment of Joe Maroney, the Director of Fishery and Water Resources for the Kalispell Tribe of Indians, to serve on the Washington Salmon Recovery Funding Board, which awards grants for restoration projects statewide. Maroney has experience with hydropower relicensing and implementation across Washington, Idaho, and Montana. He was a 2-time chairman of the Columbia Basin Fish and Wildlife Authority and worked on bull trout recovery, fish passage, and non-native fish suppression and eradication projects focused on northern pike and brook trout. He's been a member of the Washington Invasive Species Council since 2016. Maroney's term runs through July 15, 2025. The rebuild of the Point Hudson Marina Jetty will now take on overnight work to accommodate low tides to a complete excavation near the shoreline. Orion Marine will perform the night work beginning tomorrow evening and continuing until Saturday, October 29th. Work will take place during the hours of 6 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tonight, due to tidal currents, the 8:30 p.m. ferry from Port Townsend and the 9:10 p.m. ferry from Coopville are canceled. Please be advised, the final departure from Port Townsend is at 6:45 p.m. and from Coopville at 7:30 p.m. Your alternate routes are Edmund Kingston and or Mukilteo Clinton. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.